getting in shape, staying in shape. Trying to figure out how to do that with the new utility rates that don't allow you to turn on your oven. Well, they allow you to turn on your oven, but boy, they nip you in the wallet for it. How do you eat healthy in the evening after a full day of work when you can't turn the oven on until 8 o'clock? We've simply moved, or I have simply moved my supper time to 8:30. Jennifer's not going for it. Hasn't been going well. We're having two supper times at our house with only two people in the house. So I brought in my daughter, Katie Stumbo. I was telling her, she helps me stay in shape. What can I do about changing my mindset about eating dinner at night? I really do not enjoy eating dinner in a warm house. So,
well, one thing to think about, too, is it's really warm. So why do you want to eat warm food? It's okay to eat a cold salad for dinner. That's not completely for this guy. Acceptable.
I can hardly.
I keep trying to tell my husband that, too.
I can hardly eat
totally
a cold
cool.
meal. Even lunch? Home?
Like, what is that? Bruce is the same way.
I don't want a cold sandwich anymore. I like...
Romy brings his lunch from home, and he'll always in there messing around the kitchen, got to fix it and warm it and melt it and toast it. And
yeah, can't do a cold lunch.
So how about this? I have another proposition for you.
Okay.
Before I just start slapping you because you don't obey any of them. When you are home on the weekend and you're cooking outside at a reasonable hour, maybe 7 for dinner,
yeah,
cook extra. Will you allow Mom to warm things up, maybe on the stovetop for 2 or 3 minutes to serve them during the week? And then you can move it earlier.
I'm a villain on leftovers. Leftovers don't bother me at all. I love leftovers.
Leftovers are fantastic. And there's a lot of
weekend cooking.
A lot of weekend cooking. And it doesn't have to be that long. Last weekend, I cooked a big old two paleo meatloafs. I chopped 10 bell peppers. I cooked a asparagus soup. I made a broccoli dip, and I made it was a chicken dish. I'm forgetting, but I did all of that in 2 hours.
Okay.
So I had meals for the week in 2 hours.
So you're cooking, folks, at a time when the utility company allows you to consume electricity at a much lower rate. Depending on the rate plan you're on, you could be paying as high as 24 cents a kilowatt or as low as 6 cents a kilowatt. So you could be using 4 times the amount of energy to cook exactly the same thing, to run the exact same light bulb in the same duration of time, just at a different time of day, or move it all to the weekends.
Or move it all to the weekends if you're prepared and you're set up to do it. It doesn't have to take that long. I'm also going to talk about how awesome the Instapot is. Okay, I'm new to the Instapot this year. I thought it was going to kind of be the same as a crock pot, mm-hmm. which I don't really enjoy cooking with, but it's fantastic. I'm talking things like roasting, steaming beets. They come out, I make this beet salad that's fantastic, but they go in the Instapot. 10 minutes later, you pull them out, the skins just peel off, you chop them up, throw them in the bowl with everything else you're going to put in there. And that's another recipe that's on my Facebook page that you can go to and look at.
Instapot's a new appliance?
Mm-hmm. It's a new appliance.
It looks like a crock pot.
It's a steamer and a pressure cooker and a crock pot all in one. Hard-boiling eggs is amazing in the Instapot. And I'll tell you why. It's not that it saves you time on that particular cooking project, but the peeling is so much easier, and they come out perfect every time. The shell just peels off, and you don't lose any of the egg by fighting
with
the shells.
Right. Okay.
They're beautiful and round and whole every time you peel them. That's where it saves you the time on hard-boiling eggs in the Instapot.
And that's the eggs are something you snack on all week as well, right, the hard-boiled eggs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great thing to chop up on top of a salad with some pine nuts to increase the protein on a veggie dish like a salad.
All right. And I'm good. I'm good with hard-boiled eggs. Now, I like mine kind of soft-boiled.
Yeah, so I set my Instapot for 2 minutes.
Perfect. Yep.
So it's a nice, soft core. It's not a dry, chalky yolk at the end of it. Yeah, I agree.
Do you have an Instapot?
No.
You don't.
My birthday's next week, though.
Oh, all right.
He's already bought me, like, I keep saying that. It's been like a month so far. My birthday's coming. You can buy me that.
Yeah, it's quite a list, really. It's been accumulating. So we're here talking with Katie Stumbo on how you can take advantage of the new utility rates. One of the things APS and all the utility companies are encouraging us to do is shift our consumption. And this is going to be the wave of the future. Moving power consumption to off-peak times to regulate the fact that we won't need to build another power generation plant. We got to build for the peaks. If we take the top off the peak, by all doing our part, we're doing a great green thing for the whole planet.